Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Monday morning with the Birds. They get the W in KC. Obviously get to 2-0 and put KC in a heck of a bind with this season. Look, it was another grinded-out type W, similar in many ways to games last year. And the Eagles put another one in the win column, which is great to see. Look, we'll get into it extensively today. The offense and defense, really two different stories, I'll say. Phils, congrats to them. They reach the playoffs over the weekend, which is outstanding. They don't clinch the division yesterday, but that's okay. They'll get it in the next day or two. So a lot to discuss. Obviously, we'll be heaviest on the Eagles, 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
Horned lizards shoot blood out of their eyes.
That's wild.
Yeah, to scare off predators.
That would scare me.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Super gross.
Of course, I'd also be scared even if it didn't shoot, you know, blood out of its
thing,
eyes.
I had a thing about
just
eyes.
It's a lizard, you know. It's no good.
You know, I had the eye surgery when
yes,
I was a little boy, when
course.
I was five.
Yes.
And afterwards, my like the whites of my eyes, there was, you know, like blood.
Yep.
You know, red.
Yep.
And it freaked me out so
imagine.
Bad.
Yes.
And I couldn't open my eyes when I first awoke from surgery. And it was, you know, the scariest thing that I'd ever experienced to that point in time.
I would
and
imagine.
So still, to this day,
yeah.
I have major issues with eyes.
I
don't
get
poke
it.
Me in the eye.
It
really
it.
Messes me
Dude,
up.
Dude, it ended Bernie Perrant's career. Got hit with a stick in the eye.
Oh, my God.
I think he couldn't see for 2 weeks, and then he could see, but he couldn't play.
I believe
that's
so
all it ended.
Delicate,
yeah.
You know?
All right, let's get to this Eagles thing. There's a ton happening. So, you know, for me, this is, and I'm curious if others feel this way, this is one of those torn reaction games from my standpoint. You know, obviously happy they got the W. It's the kind of win ordinarily I would celebrate more given in Kansas City. I'll just tell you first and foremost, I don't think Casey's very good. I think they might be headed to 6 or 7 wins. Now, maybe when those receivers get back, that changes it up. We don't quite know when they're all going to get back. But, you know, bottom line is I think they're a mess. To me, it looks like Mahomes and Chris Jones versus, like, the whole other team. And that's not good for them. We'll table that for now. But I'll just say this going into this. I don't think Kansas City's that good. And so I take the, you know, what ordinarily would be incredible victory in Kansas City, honestly, with a bit of a grain of salt. That's my perspective. Now, things that were positive, obviously getting the win, stacking a win, when trying to find yourself in September, as we saw last year. Impressed with their competitive fire, as I have been for, you know, 4+ years now under Sirianni with Hurts. I mean, these guys fight. There's no question about that. I think the defense so far in the early going of the season is highly encouraging. And I thought yesterday was particularly encouraging. Now, again, a little bit of a grain of salt. I don't think Mahomes is working with much out there. He also had some misfires. And obviously, Kelce had the drop, which was huge. But generally speaking, 2 weeks into the season, given that there was going to be a lot of change, I think the defense has done a really, really nice job so far. And that's good. But I got to tell you, the frustrations to me may outweigh the positives as I emerge from, you know, last night into this morning. The offensive struggles are very similar to last year's regular season in a lot of ways, except they're not running it as well. And they're not even passing it as well. So to me, that is a concern. I do think a lot comes back to Hurts. I know a lot of people are talking about the new coordinator, and it's hard to discern after 2 games where exactly the lines are. I mean, it's hard to know. It's impossible to know. It's hard to even kind of try to get to know, figure out, so to speak, you know, where one ends and where the other begins. I know this. If I was A.J. Brown, I'd be really frustrated. I'm sure he is really frustrated. And so, you know, you got to hope that they can pick this up. Saquon, something looks, you know, a little off, not dramatically off, but a little off. I don't know if that's wear and tear from last year. I don't know, but so far, a little not the same. And obviously, the passing game, not great. Now, look, Hurts did 3 things exceptionally well. Number 1, tush-push. I mean, it was a massive part of winning the game. Number two, poise, as he always does. He doesn't get rattled. I thought he handled the blitz in a really effective fashion, not by passing it, per se, but by not getting sacked often, which is an important part of keeping drives alive and all that good stuff. And then the third thing, of course, not turn the ball over. So in many ways, to me, it was sort of like a 2024 Eagles regular season formula win. That's how I saw it. Curious how you saw
how
it.
And what you see it is wonky,
And what your takeaways are, 215-592-9494. What do you make of that assessment? On point, off point, what do you think?
Off, because that defense is one of the best in the NFL. The Chiefs' defense, I don't care what you say.
Mm-hmm.
They got Steve Spagnuolo behind the well, not behind the scenes, on the sideline,
sure,
pulling the trigger, calling the shots, designing the schemes, and that really does make things tough sledding at times for everyone. When Kansas City plays teams that aren't the world champions,
yeah,
or aren't, you know, Green Bay-ish type, you know, quality opponents, they're going to look good.
I don't think they make the playoffs. I'm just pointing that out to you right now. I don't.
I doubt that they won't make
the
playoffs.
We'll see.
Anyway, what I took from that, the game, I'm not taking anything further from the Kansas City, mm-hmm, Chiefs, except they're not anything close to what they were.
Yeah, they're not elite. That's clear.
I can't explain a lot of why, I know for our purposes, I love Jihad Campbell's defense, the way that he plays. This Makuba guy, initially, I thought, hey, this is going to be like, oh, it's a lot of talk when people say, hey, he's a ball hawk. Mm-hmm. He's around, always making plays. This guy really is always making plays and always around the ball. And I love his attitude, and I love the way he hits. I love the way this defense runs and hits and punishes people. I was, you know, troubled by one thing yesterday. That was Jalen Carter. He was gassed because he didn't play week one, that affected, yeah, the way that he played. I was also worried about the fact that he's got a stinger, you know, and that he's holding his arm, and it obviously is affecting the way that he's playing at times.
When did you notice that? What quarter was that? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
Okay. Yeah,
but
he was holding a fair amount. Yeah, it was on the broadcast.
So, you know, that will be an issue moving forward. But Zadarius was awesome.
That was unbelievable.
He was incredible,
man.
He
was great.
Making plays from the get-go, looking up to see the play. You know, like the guy is a pro. The guy knows how to set the edge in the NFL and how to get quarterbacks on the ground. So I thought that was really a huge bonus. He is going to make our team so much better, Zadarius Smith. So the backers, the way that they blitz from depth now, and they're active, and they're, you know, not exactly delay blitzing, but they're not showing the blitzes. That makes it really hard for anyone. You know, you can't anticipate that. Pat Mahomes didn't have a chance, in part because our linebackers are everywhere, and it's so cool to be that team.
So a lot to react, obviously, from what John said. What hit you? 215-592-9494. Seltzer, how do you feel this morning?
I feel good. Honestly, I get that people are frustrated with the way the offense looked, but it's the first month of the season. Let's not forget, under a year ago at this time, people wanted Sirianni fired after game five. Like, they're 2-0. They went into KC and got a win against a team that needed the win more than they did, and it just got blown out in the Super Bowl and had that hanging over them,
yep,
revenge-wise. I'm really happy with the
good
Eagles today, personally.
Good. Ray, what about you? What do you think? What are you feeling?
I thought Saquon had a better game than you did. I mean, he grinded out 88 yards. And, you know, and that huge, you know, run that he had late to, mm-hmm, seal it.
Yep.
So
one and the touchdown were probably his two best.
Yeah,
I would think.
So, you know, we're looking for the home runs, you know, the 60-yarders, the 70-yarders. But he grinded it out. And, you know, the point is that, yeah, do I love 101 yards passing? No. I mean, AJ's got to get – I'm not overly thrilled with – what they did at the end of the first half when they chose to kind of just...
So I loved that. I thought Sirianni might have won the game with that.
He might have. I hated it.
No, I get it, but yeah. I thought he outcoached Andy with basic game management. I thought that was an example. I thought it was sharp.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Because they weren't going to go whatever it was, the 35 yards. So to me, what's the point of a tush push to get the first down when then you just got to call a timeout and kick a field goal basically from
because
the same
maybe
length?
Maybe you can go the 35 yards. Just maybe.
You had two timeouts.
You had those timeouts. Yeah. If I'm an offensive player, I want to go for it.
Jalen didn't look happy.
No, he wasn't happy.
I'm ticked off that he decided.
Yeah, you guys know my theory. Back to last year, I think it still holds. I think they are still continuing to be very careful with what they put on Jalen's plate.
And listen, it worked. He didn't turn the ball over. Right. Mahomes did.
Yeah.
Travis Kelce.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. All right, what do you make of what we saw yesterday? Eagles beat the Chiefs. And by extension, what we've seen, you know, two games in now. Got a bit of a sample size of our squad. What do you make of it? 215-592-9494. Let's crank it up on this Monday morning. We'll get to the Phils a little bit. James, isn't it amazing how anticlimactic making the playoffs is?
I know. I thought they could win yesterday and we could just celebrate and be good. But, you know, look, they're in the playoffs. They're going to win the division.
It's going to be fine.
You know, it's fine.
It's going to be fine. All right, to the phones we go. First call is across the pond. Bill in London must have been watching on the tube in London. Good morning, Bill.
The tele. Good
morning, everybody.
The tele, that's right.
It was actually, I watched it in a bar called Patsy Young.
Yeah.
The Phillies were, I think, last summer.
Oh, that's
which
cool.
Was great.
We've been there.
We know it well, my man. It's a great spot.
So I'll go to the game real fast.
Sure.
I thought it was an ugly win, but a win is a win is a win. And I agree with the sentiments to say the previous show, since it was at 5 o'clock in the morning, is that it didn't really look like an offensive plan was in place. It looked very haphazard. It looked very scattered. And it also looked like to me that they were holding back something, which I don't understand why, be that as it may. But also, Joe, just to let you know, I'm a Penn Charter grad.
Oh, nice, man.
And then my son's a St. Joe's Prep grad.
Nice.
And your message on 9/11 about Kenny Caldwell was special to me because I graduated with his brother, Leon.
Yeah, I remember Leon as well. Yeah, well, look, I'm glad that resonated with you. Kenny was a great guy, and great guy.
But most importantly, a win's a win, and I know Kenny and the rest of his family are looking at the Eagles and celebrating a 2-0 start.
Bill, I want to say, in terms of, you know, holding back something, you know, you feel like that's what you're saying, inexplicably, you know, why would they be holding back against Kansas City? I don't think that it's holding back as much as maybe they streamlined things and simplified things a little bit in the noise in Arrowhead. You know, when you're on the road, you can't do all the same stuff you could ordinarily when you're sending guys and, you know, communicating, make sure, you know, when certain things have to be communicated before the snap, you just can't do it when it's deafening and it's reverberating inside your helmet so much. You know, it you got two ear holes in either side of that helmet. All that sound goes in and it just like scrambles your brain sometimes. You can't hear.
That's a great observation, but I can honest. To me, it looked like, not simply, but I guess the best way to say it is that they took what the Chiefs was able to give them, and I commend Hurts for doing that and rather than forcing something stupid.
Let me give you an example, Bill. Like, it looks simple. The touchdown that Saquon scored on, the very first score of the game, it's a weak side stretch, but it's a weak side play because we motioned that tight end and that ended up bumping the linebackers, you know, just a subtle little thing, You motion the tight end to the strong side, the linebackers bump a little bit with him, that gives our blockers a better angle to get outside for the weak side stretch to Saquon, and he scores easily. He's untouched. So it doesn't look fancy, but that just little things like that, it they're very effective.
Hey, Bill, good call, buddy. Really, keep those calls coming from London when you can. That was good stuff. 215-592-9494. Let's get to the guided door and window to the weekend, where, of course, we look back to what happened the last few days. You can buy a window or door, get the second at half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 1-877-GO-GUIDED, or you can visit them at goguida.com. Well, Philly's focus here for a moment. There was a lot going on. To me, there was two main things about the weekend. The first was, where were they going to end up at the end of the weekend from a standings standpoint? So let me just give you the quick, and I think people are pretty in tune, but just so you know, they've made the playoffs. They can clinch the division tonight. They're obviously going to clinch in the next day or two. They're 4.5 games up on the LA Dodgers, whom the Phillies play for the next 3 days. Phillies have 12 games remaining. Dodgers have 13 games remaining. So 4.5 up. I mean, they're in a really good spot there. Now, if they get swept, then that becomes really hairy really quick.
Yeah, you just need to take one.
You really do.
You just need to take one.
You really
do. For real, yeah.
Take one. They're 2 back of the Brewers, but that really means 3 back of the Brewers because the Phillies don't have the tiebreaker. All right, that's the standings. The other thing that I thought was by far the most intriguing thing going into the weekend and remains the most intriguing thing coming out of the weekend is the fourth starter for the playoffs. So this was the unique circumstance. Now remember, they're not going to need a fourth starter until the third round of the playoffs, which hopefully will be the second round they play in, the NLCS, hopefully. But the unique circumstance of literally the three contenders for the fourth starter, Walker Buehler on Friday, Taijuan Walker on Saturday, Aaron Nola on Sunday. I'm just going to give you basic lines. Buehler, 5 innings, 1 run. He was by far the best. Taijuan, 5 innings, 4 runs. Kind of what you'll often expect from Taijuan. He's been better than that this year, but that's like kind of your former typical Taijuan. And then Nola was your Nola of this year. 6 innings, 6 runs. John, I mean, Walker Buehler could grab this, but I'll say this. He might have to knock out the champ to beat the champ, meaning Aaron Nola might have to really, really continue to stink. I fear they're going to give it to him because he's Aaron Nola. I want Nola to win it. I want Nola to win it, but man, he is running really low on time to win it. He's got what, 2 starts left? 3?
It doesn't feel like I can lean it. And I agree with you. I want Aaron Nola to be the righty and the, you know.
But I want him to win it, not be given it. Win it.
He's been so dependable, but that was why I loved him and why I want him to win this job. But but now he's not dependable.
He may not be capable this year.
I've seen him shine like once in recent memory this season. And man, I know it has to have been more than that, but it's not good enough.
So James, what happens?
So, the whole time I thought Nola was going to start a playoff game just based on him being Aaron Nola, the contract, the whole thing, but look, as it gets closer, if Walker Buehler has like 2 more good starts and Nola doesn't, I don't know how you look at the rest of the guys and say we're giving the ball to this guy. So I think it is up in the air right now. I really do.
Oh, I do too.
Yeah, I think it, more than I thought it would be at this point.
I agree with that. It's an issue. And obviously Painter never emerging, you know, further made it a 3-man race instead of a 4-man race. And, of course, we know this has all trickled down from the injury to Wheeler and et cetera, et cetera. All right, Birds get the W. I said it last year, I'll say it again. When you're not playing your best, you got to stack wins as best as possible. You're not going to win them all, right? You're not going to have a 72 Dolphin situation on our hands with all likelihood. But try to grab those W's. And that's one thing the Eagles did really well last year. And it got them the 2 seed. And, of course, with Detroit getting bumped off there in the divisional round, the Eagles got to host that championship game. I mean, you got to stack wins. And that was an impressive part of what the Eagles did yesterday. Good morning to you. 215-592-9494. Reminder, on Mondays, we talk to the Diddy, Ray Dittinger. You know, no longer on TV doing the postgame show, so we always love talking to Ray, but particularly because he's not doing the TV thing anymore. I mean, this is your first chance to hear Ray. So hear Ray today at 7:55. Also, Seth Joyner, 9 o'clock. So Seth from 9 to 10 in studio with us for an hour. He'll be fielding your phone calls. Here's the key. If you're not able to listen to him live, know this, you can go back later today and check them out. I know a lot of people listening right now will be in work when some of those interviews happen, one or both. But you can go back later in the day. Listen to Seth, listen to Ray. It's all housed on the Odyssey app. It's a great app. Get it easy on your phone, and you can hear that content anytime. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's hear the content of Hurts and Chris Jones. Holy mackerel. So the Chris Jones part of this is a little muffled just because you got the announcer talking and, you know, there's football ambiance as Hurts is getting ready for a kneel down. But Chris Jones is giving Hurts the business a little bit about how he's only got like 100 yards passing. And then Hurts, like, battleship sunk right on back at Chris Jones with the real freaking thing that matters most. Listen to this exchange. This is during the kneel down. This is great.
2-0 starts of the season. Meanwhile, the Chiefs are about to start 0-2 and hand Patrick.
How good is that? Now, could you catch it all, John?
No.
All right, so Chris Jones is saying you don't even have 100 yards passing.
Yeah, I couldn't.
And we'll play it again in a second. Chris Jones says you don't even have 100 yards passing. I think he had 101.
Yeah, he did.
And Hurts says, we won the effing game. I think he then says,
shut your mouth.
Something like that. Yeah. Like, shut your mouth or shut the hell up or something like that.
Boom! Yeah. That's right, the way.
Listen again. Now that you know it, listen again. Okay. We'll play this a lot today. This is good. And by the way, Chris Jones is like lined up right over Hurts because he's right over the center. And then there's Hurts. So like they're like 4 feet from each other. Yeah. All right, here we go. During the kneel down, let's listen again.
2-0 starts of the season. Meanwhile, the Chiefs are about to start 0-2 and hand Patrick.
James, how great is that, man?
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Great.
Just give it to me. All of that. It's the best.
It's really good. It's really, really, really good.
Inarguable.
Felt like the internet. You know, it was like the internet.
That?
Yo, you only had 100 yards passing, but he won. It felt like the argument that we
Well,
we
we're
have,
right back
know?
To last year. I mean, it was very similar to last year, although worse in many ways offensive. I mean, they do have to start. Because here's the problem. I thought week one, Jalen played really, really well. I mean, I thought he played excellent. And week one, when A.J. and Devontae didn't have much going, it was a lot to Goddard and obviously a little bit to Saquon. Yesterday, it was like nobody had an advanced game. Now, I think if I look at the stats, I think one of them had 5 catches, but the yards were very measly.
Yeah.
So A.J. was 5 catches for 27. Devontae, who had the biggest catch of the game down the right sideline in the fourth quarter, and that was a nice play by Hurts throwing it up with a tremendous pressure. Very nice play by Jalen. Devontae was 4 for 53. Saquon, 2 for 6. Kakatera in for Goddard, 1 for 6. That Granson guy, 1 for 5. Dotson, 1 for 4. Mechie, 1 for nothing. So, you
one
know.
1 for nothing.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
The Mechster got involved right away. Like, first the opening.
Was that the first play?
Kickoff guy,
yeah. I think
it
was the first, reception of the game.
I thought so, too, yeah.
All right, let's
go to Eagle Shirley. Seltzer tells me she was out in Kansas City, maybe still is. Good morning, Shirley.
Hey, good morning. Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
good
no.
There it is.
Love it.
Listen, I hope y'all can hear me well. Listen, John, Red, Joel, everybody, Lottie, Dottie, I love y'all, my family back at WIP. Listen, being at this game yesterday, listen, Eagle fans showed up. You
good.
Hear me?
It sounds
probably
like it.
More red. But we showed up and we kept like, we was like Hurts throughout the whole game, telling them to shut up, telling them that we was going to win, telling them that who we are, you know, and showing it on the field like, and like, well, we're going to come back. Even one of the fans was like, we can do the tush push too. We like, shut up. No, y'all can't. Shut up. No, y'all can't.
Could you tell how loud it was, Shirley? Could you tell that it was louder than a lot of stadiums you've been to?
Yes. Yes, John. It was so freaking loud. But we tried to match it as much as we could with E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. We just kept doing that all throughout. And at the end of the game, I mean, at the end of the day, they started leaving. It looked like they started leaving to y'all in the third quarter, but they started leaving in the second quarter like they did at the Super Bowl, baby. Yeah, that's what we do. That's what we do from Philadelphia.
We took their
well, good job, Shirley. Good job by you. Good job by the Eagles. You know, part of what makes this game key, and we'll have to see where the whole thing goes, Eagles, Packers,
right.
All that. But, the you know, like, this can be moving more into the Eagles era. You know what I'm saying? Like, if Kansas City was still elite Kansas City, they could theoretically grab it back quickly. But
right.
I don't think they will. I feel very confident that they will not.
And they don't feel the same.
They feel old fast. They feel old, and they feel deficient fast. Look, we saw it happen to Belichick at the end of New England. Now they didn't have Brady. We saw it happen to like when people say, you know, well, Andy can't. Someone said it last week on our show. Well, Andy can't. I forget who it was. Well, things can't fall apart with Andy. It was like, well, yeah, they can.
Yeah.
happen here in 2011 and 2012. It can.
Yep.
Now, I don't think it's going to completely collapse. I still think they got the best quarterback in football. But, man,
the Chiefs,
they don't have much around him.
Look,
Holy smokes.
No, you're right. And the problem, look at the receivers.
I know.
They've been so decimated. Yeah. But when you look at the Chiefs' schedule, holy cow. They got the Giants next week. Okay, the Giants are not good.
Yep.
But then they've got the Ravens, and they've got the Jags, who are doing all right, and then the Lions, those next three games. They're getting beat up schedule-wise early, and that's exacerbating their shortcomings.
Yeah, no, I mean, 0-2 is not a pathway often to the playoffs. Now, Andy did it once here in 0-3, your first year, John, but that's a tough road, man. Now, third wild card helps and all that. You know, it didn't exist back then. But, all right, Shirley, great job by you representing out there.
Yeah, listen, guess who I ran into? Pete from Taking the Pee.
That's great.
I was so happy to see my man. I said, listen, y'all, Pete, you got Chickies and Pete's right out here. I said, you represent everywhere we go at. You represent your restaurant.
Sure does.
You do it well. And at the end of the day, us fans, we came together for our Philadelphia Eagles, and we let them know that we were here for them, and we are still here for them. And I know it wasn't a great win, you know, on stats, but at the end of the day, they did what they needed to do to win that game.
That's true.
And that's all we care about.
Shirley, well done.
You all.
Well done by you. You got it, Shirley. Good hearing from you. Let's get to the Twitter poll questions of the day, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. The $7,500 federal EV tax credit ends September 30th, obviously coming up in half a month, 15 days from now. Now in stock, the Equinox Blazer and Silverado EVs together. Let's drive. First poll question, are you concerned about the Eagles' passing offense, yes or no? Second poll question, this is sort of a let's try to assess the quality of the win, which ordinarily in past years would not be in question, but I don't think KC makes the playoffs. So I don't think it's quite the quality of win that ordinarily we would think of it as. Second poll question, do you think the Chiefs make the playoffs this season? Yes or no? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Rhea, true or false? The Kansas City Chiefs in the next 5 weeks will trade for the 0-2 Miami Dolphins receiver Tyreek Hill.
Well, wouldn't surprise
I mean,
me.
Right?
It was. You know what I found really odd? And this is where I think, you know, I didn't like what Andy did or allowed.
Yep.
They had several Chiefs players wearing free Rashee Rice shirts before the game.
Yeah.
And I'm going, excuse me, he got into a car, drove 120 miles an hour, and injured four people in an interstate. And I believe, didn't he like kind of leave the scene or something like that?
Yes.
And I'm going, well, nobody's holding him hostage.
Andy should have a handle on that.
I mean,
he's
lost a little bit of a handle on that
That's
team.
That's bad job.
And, you know, they just, They look old.
They need time. I mean, listen, Tyreek Hill is probably pretty old at this point, but they need something.
Yeah.
I mean, they really, like, it almost reminds me of what the Giants used to have, like Saquon and then nothing else. Like, they got a quarterback. I mean, Travis Kelce, you know, obviously is one of the great tight ends ever. He has clearly declined pretty dramatically. The receivers stink, although you got to give that one guy credit. He did get open in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
The running back, I mean, I don't know what's going on with Pacheco. I thought he was pretty good.
He's never really recovered. He broke the leg, right?
It could be from that, and their line looks porous. Yeah. James, that Golden State analogy wasn't bad last week, right? Doesn't it remind you of it? It's
sure.
Like Steph is Mahomes, but everything else fell apart.
Yeah, I could see. I mean, now Golden State got it back together, and then, you know.
Yeah, but I'm saying after that, after 2021.
I think
Klay Thompson, nothing. Draymond last, you know.
The first 2 weeks of this season for the Kansas City Chiefs, they've had to play the most physical teams possible. Think about it. The Chargers, that's all they're priding themselves on moving forward with Jim Harbaugh as their head coach. Physicality, it feels like that's what topples Kansas City to begin with.
That's
what gave us the edge when it was all said and done.
But I think they're I don't want to spend too much on KC. I'll just say this. I came into the season saying the way the Eagles smoked Kansas City, put it in my head, KC probably wasn't KC anymore.
And they won. Remember, they won so many games last year.
Smoking
mirrors. Smoking mirrors.
11-0 in one score game.
Smoking mirrors. Play the average teams in the NFL. I do think this Chiefs team is better than what you're giving them credit.
Listen, maybe it's a maybe.
I'm thrilled that our team.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Is moving forward, winning these games. They're doing, again, as they say, whatever it takes to win.
Yeah.
And they are, for all intents and purposes, pretty healthy. It's,
oh,
it's,
very much
they
so.
They are on top of things.
Yeah, they'll get Goddard back, and then, you know, you got your team.
They're
well, yeah. N'Kobe, obviously, but we know that. All right, let's go to Derek and Paoli. Derek, good morning.
Yo, good morning. Yo, real quick, I want to give an apology to, you know who El DeBarge is?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
I went to the, concert.
To the beat of the rhythm, I mean, up the night.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So I went to the concert last night at the Man, and you know, everybody was watching the Eagles game on their phone, and, you know, they didn't really start partying until they announced the Eagles had won, and then it was just a party from there on out, man. So this team is, you already know, you know?
So when you say you're apologizing to them, like, are you just hanging on hope that they're listening right now, or do one of us have to call them for you? I'm just trying to connect the dots here.
I mean, they could be listening, though. They could be. Eagles chant, you know what I mean?
Okay.
You know the Eagles chant. But listen, the thing with the passing game, right, this is how I feel about the passing game. I'm not going to be greedy, right? I don't have to eat a porterhouse steak every night, right? As long as I'm eating, I'm good. Passing game is suspect, but it's been suspect for a while. But we keep piling up W, so I'm just going to enjoy the ride, because we could be 0-2 like the Chiefs. We could be 0-2 sure. like, you know, a lot of other teams whose passing game yeah. is flourishing.
By the way, I will say
they
this.
They were 1-1 last year at this
yeah.
time.
Derek, I will say this. This is an unusual season in which drops by the other team, if they hadn't been, could have resulted in an 0-2 for the Eagles. I mean, CeeDee Lamb will never know what would have happened, but, man, he four drops, including major second-half drops. And the Kelsey thing was the biggest play of the game. I mean, the Devontae catch was the biggest Eagles offensive play of the game, I thought. But I thought the biggest play of the game was Kelsey dropping that and Makubu, you know, sliding in there.
Yeah, that was big time. I don't know. I look at Hurts, man, and he showed us that he can put up numbers.
Derek, exactly. But, if he needs
you know
to, if he needs to, we can go over the top. If the plan is to run the ball, then we do that effectively. Yesterday, it wasn't over the top 300 yards rushing,
no.
but it was effective. When you got Saquon, what was he, 4 yards a carry? Man, I love that. You grind it out. You do what you do best. It's the least risk for this team. Like, when you keep the ball on the ground, of course, you're not risking turning the ball over nearly as much. That's what I love. That's what the offensive linemen love. You know, why not keep handing the ball?
Well, they will.
And A.J. Dillon has been, you know, pretty more skilled than I was expecting him to be in the passing game. I like the way he's catching the ball, because I didn't think that was an aspect that he was especially good at.
That was a good grab. Let's listen to Sirianni after the game on Makubu. I think I always say Makubu.
Makubu.
So
excited about this guy.
Probably so far the biggest arrow pointed up, like slightly unexpectedly. Look, I thought he was going to be the starter and maybe have a good future, but I didn't think he'd hit the ground running this fast, especially having missed time in camp.
I didn't think he would make game-changing plays with regularity the way he is. He's getting sacks. He's getting turnovers. You know, he's taking the ball away. He's around the football a lot. And I thought initially, oh, you know, it's just one of those things that you say. It's preseason. It seems as though the question was not as much in their mind all along. Remember, Makubu has been, when healthy, the one that they've been favoring.
Well, that's why I put him in the second round. Yeah, now I will say this. I don't know offhand, and the tape will certainly show it, and John, maybe you know offhand, the blown coverages. There was the one where Mahomes missed the guy completely. Like, I don't know. That was somebody's fault. Might have been a safety. And then there was the touchdown where Quinyon Mitchell slid over there to try to stop it in the end, but that wasn't Quinyon's guy.
That
so like
looked like
that might have been a safety.
Blankenship bit on the underneath. It looked to me like Blankenship should have been there to help Quinyon.
Gotcha.
Quinyon was expecting Blankenship to be there covering that half of the field.
Yeah.
But when he, I don't know why he bit so hard on an underneath route, and that took him away so fast.
So it wasn't Mukuba.
No.
Good. Okay. Well, my point was, you know, sometimes when a guy like Mukuba is making plays, you wonder, well, what isn't he doing that, you know, you can't totally tell in the TV copy. Bottom line, though, so far, looks pretty damn good. Making plays. Let's listen to Sirianni, part of what he said about him after the game.
It seems like Drew Mukuba had a knack for just being around the football. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, I think I said that to you guys very early on. He's got a knack to find the football. You can see it on his college tape. Some guys have that. I think we have that at a lot of our levels of our defense. I think Jalen Carter has that. I think Zach Bond has that. I think Cooper DeJean has that. Reed Blankenship showed to have that, and he has that.
It's a good answer by Sirianni. He went on and on and on, but that was the heart of it.
True, though.
Yeah, some guys have, like Seth Joyner had that. Willie T had that. Brian Dawkins had that.
Gosh.
Those three guys.
That's a great point. Willie T.
Yeah.
Willie T, for whatever reason, and part of it was he did have really good hands. That is part of this. That's a very obvious part of this that people seem to overlook sometimes. Sure. Sometimes defenders are defenders in part because they didn't have the greatest hands.
Quinion?
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe. Let's go to Jesse in Springfield. Jesse, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, pal.
Doing great.
I got a couple points. So, obviously, the passing game, like, two things can be true. We can be excited for the win, and we can go, eh.
Yep.
So, I don't know. I'm probably not the only one in the Delaware Valley thinking, like, is this Brian Johnson 2.0? Because the thing is, yes, it was a 2024 passing game regular season win. But guess we had Kellen Moore last year, and we talked early on about how maybe he can kind of spark something, ignite something. ESP, Elliott actually warned in the offseason, if we go in-house, we're not going to have that. We're not going to have that outside opinion to fix it. So that's why I'm worried more about 2023. One final point, and then I'll shut up.
Sure.
Great point, Joe, on the run game. That worried me more because something's up with the line. Some of it could be Landon's not 100%. Some of it could be Mekhi Becton is not there anymore.
Yep.
Some of it could be Goddard.
And Jesse, some of it could be some of it could be defenses are defending the Eagles a little different. That we, the fans, haven't yet identified. But, you know, maybe they threw some wrinkles that are causing the Eagles some trouble right now.
Yeah, that was my last thing.
Dallas Goddard is a great blocking tight end.
That's part of it.
He was not in the game. Part of it was some of the success, like I was talking about, that touchdown, Saquon, weak side play. You've got 83, backup tight end, not Goddard,
right,
motioning to pull defenders because he's not as good at blocking defenders.
But doesn't
Dallas
look as
Goddard
good, right?
He's great at pinning that edge. And we didn't have that.
But when you say doesn't look as good this year as last year, something just a little off.
I know that everyone is focused on, A, defeating the world champs, and, B, stopping Saquon first because he had 2,000 yards last year, and it's very obvious that's the first way that's the first way you have to try to slow things so you don't get blown out.
Yeah, Jesse, one thing that stood out to me, I don't know if anyone else, if this hit others, but this hit me. It looked to me like Spagnuolo was trying to do the Todd Bowles thing to Hurts.
Oh, yeah, he was coming after
him. Right?
Yeah.
And coming after him from different spots, overloads.
Yep. I have to say the offensive line was true. I mean, they gave him plenty of time to throw.
I thought he did a good job. Listen, I'm sure there's probably some times where he could have just planted and observed and fired downfield, probably. We're going to have to see the film.
How many years have we been asking for hot routes? I know.
But there were a couple times where he put that ball up, avoided the sack. First off, a couple times he just avoided guys and did something with it.
No.
But threw it up. Like the Devontae play
was
big.
Clear. No,
that was a huge play.
That was a big part
huge
of the day.
Huge play.
Hey, when it's zero blitz, because you know Steve Spagnuolo is going to go zero. Zero blitz means no safety in the middle of the field.
Right.
When it's cover one, it's man underneath with one safety in the middle of the field. Cover zero, there's zero safety.
Yeah, it's one on one everywhere.
Yeah. One on one everywhere. Zero blitz. They're going all out. They're sending everybody, and it's man behind it. When that happened, he put it up to Devontae.
Yeah.
It was not just the touchdown play. Remember the play that he banged himself up?
Sure.
It was, okay, this is the matchup that we like this week.
Yep.
That's the way that it goes in. This week, we like Devontae against this guy over here. So put it up, air it out, give him a chance, yeah. And that's where we had success. Next week, it might be AJ's guy that yeah. we prefer. We've seen it plenty of times when zero blitzes come. It's been AJ on the slant. They changed it up this week, and it, you know, to our avail, and it helped us win the game.
All right, speaking of Devontae, good call, Jesse. Speaking of Devontae and others, couple guys banged up in the game. Nothing too extensive, but the NovaCare injury report, how it's looking, we'll get to that up ahead. And your phone calls and all this. Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie. On the day after, a 2-0 football team on 94 WIP.
Football season is back. It's time to bring your A game to the tailgate with Wild Fork Foods. Wild Fork has all your game day favorites to feed your whole team without breaking the bank. You got to try the chicken meatballs, only $4.91 per pound, or shop from a variety of Just Bare chicken nuggets, only $8 a pound. We just enjoyed them yesterday. The chicken, it's incredible. Everyone loves it. Skip the grocery store scramble. Stock up like a pro this season. Visit one of Wild Fork's Greater Philadelphia retail locations today or shop online at wildforkfoods.com for same-day delivery.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.